All right, it is 1:00. We'll call the meeting to order. Today is our first meeting with our new CEO, Lacey Smith, so congratulations, Lacey, and here we go.
Here we go. Looking forward to it.
All right. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Do we have any additions or deletions?
We do have one addition in new business. That'll be tax sale 2025.
In new business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we have a mover for that, please?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone have a look at the minutes, and can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougal?
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Next one is the financials. And I'll leave that to Duncan.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks, please?
Stead.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Then I have to leave too.
Yeah, you've got to go too.
Nope, not yet.
Not yet.
We have one more payment of accounts here. This one here.
Okay. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, checks 0127 and 0128, now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $2,847.40. Mover and a seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Okay.
Oh. Where are we at?
The last one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it out. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0129 and 0142, now therefore be resolved that payments be approved for amount not to exceed $959.75. Boy, that's hard to... Do we have a mover?
Honky.
Seconder?
McDougal?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, Public Works meeting of September 23rd. It's in your package. Everyone has that. We'll go to reports of committees. North Eastman Community Health Committee, there was just a little blurb in there. That's in your package. There's a meeting coming up this week on that. Verbal reports of committees. Start off with Counselor Stark.
None for me.
Deputy Reeve Honky?
Nothing.
Counselor McDougal?
Yeah, we had on September 29th a Community Futures meeting in Lactobody. Caught up. We hadn't met since June, so it was a catch-up meeting there. A couple of the members have timed out, so we'll have a couple of new board members coming. And just a reminder that there's lots of loan funds available for anybody, and for the past 20 years, it's been up to $150,000, and they're hoping for an increase to that very shortly, an announcement, so...
Do you know what interest rates they charge on the loan?
Prime plus four.
Okay.
Nothing.
Counselor Stead, no. verbal reports. I don't think I had any. There's a lot. They're starting to come up. Well, I had a word one, but it was just an education one. That was more on the one we had last week. It was strictly on leadership. So, and then there's meetings coming up this week. So, then we will go to communications. Weymouth Museum request for annual donation to the Remembrance Day Wreath Fund. That's the one we do every year.
I'll make the motion.
Can we have a mover? Second there?
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Whiteshell Laboratories Community Information Bulletin. It's in your package. It's a info. Number three, Lac Du Bonnie Wildlife Association, Manitoba Wildlife Federation, Eastern Regional Meeting. That again is, it's noted because it is over. Number four, Eastern Manitoba Tourism Association, the AGM invitation. Again, that's over and noted. Number five, Interlake Counseling, a letter sent to Premier Wab Kanu concerning hospice care for terminally ill in Interlake and East Man regions. That's a notice. I think that's the one we did a resolution on last time.
Yeah.
Support, yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, we did a resolution to support.
To support, that. Yes. Number six, a letter from Canada Union Postal Workers requesting support via resolution. I think we're going to note that and not really get involved. Somebody's got something to say on it. Number seven, RCMP Sergeant Myers, Weymouth Quarterly Report in Area. You've got that. Number eight, Pointe du Bois to Whiteshell Transmission Line. License received and anticipated construction start. That's information. You all have that. Number nine is a request for a joint meeting from Reynolds to cover the water line south of Elma and waste management. Personally, I'm fine with it. As long as we have I'd like to have a morning meeting like we do when we have our public works meeting. Yeah.
Are there any dates that don't work?
I don't know about the dates. Anybody got dates that don't work? When are they kind of looking at, or what are they looking at?
It was pretty vague. I can send out an email and then go from there. Okay. Just to confirm direction is to look into setting it up and preferably a morning.
Yes.
Where would in Weymouth or?
That would be determined. Would you prefer it in Weymouth?
I would. Negotiable.
I think we've been there the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer Weymouth.
Might save them some mileage expense because they've got people, counselors coming from Molson, Rennie, one that lives in the arm of Weymouth, so it might actually save them money to meet here.
And one works here.
Lives in the arm.
Pardon?
He lives in the arm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Number 10, Community Futures, information regarding the 2025 Recycling and Waste Reduction Forum. Well, we've got that noted, but...
Well, and I was going to ask if council approves, I'd like to get admin to start forwarding this information directly to waste management.
I think that's where it should go. What do you think?
Yeah, that one for sure. I would have.
Eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 11, Boreal Shores Art Tour. And that's the 2025 tour report. You all got that. Number 12, Certificate of Appreciation from the RM of Lac Du Bonnie for the Weymouth Fire Department. Recognition and gratitude for support provided. And I did go to this and it was really, really good. I went on behalf of fire. We got a nice plaque and I think that would look really nice on the wall of flame for the fire department. And was well recognized. We weren't the fire, and Blaine, you could maybe touch on it. You weren't really completely involved in the Lac Du Bonnie. You were a little bit over. Fire 69, they called Lac Du Bonnie Fire 62, is that correct?
Yeah, we were kind of scattered all through throughout in there, but yeah, the one I was on was more Bird River area.
Yeah, But it was really, it was a really, really, all the higher ups were there. The premier wasn't there, but a lot of ministers were there and things of that nature. So it was very, very good. And Lauren did a great job of that one. Number 13, Community Futures, Courses and Programs. So you got that. Number 14, Community Futures North East Van Municipal Forum, October 20th, 2025.
So a resolution has been prepared if council sees fit approving all of council. And I just need to know who's attending and I can have you registered.
Well, let's get a mover first.
I'll make the motion.
And then a seconder, please.
Well, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm not sure what I have on the 20th.
Next Monday, you mean?
Oh, I have a meeting on Monday.
I plan to attend.
Where is it?
Great Falls.
What time is that one?
12:30.
Lunch first, and then 12:30 for the meeting.
Yeah, I have Eastern Region meeting at 9. Well, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Just let us know, and we'll register.
I'll be attending.
Blaine, Delmer, Tim?
Yep.
And Duncan.
All right.
15, invite from Manitoba Happy Hours Club for Thanksgiving celebration. Of course, that's over.
And again, we have a resolution here.
Can we have a mover, please?
Stead.
A seconder?
Derek.
All in favor?
Why are we doing a resolution for that?
I don't know.
I'm not in favor of anyone marking hours to go to that. I don't, if we're doing a resolution for that.
Okay. So this would be up to council if they want to or not?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Yeah, I've never put in. Okay. Well, I've went a few times. It's a very good dinner.
Thank you for inviting us.
Number 16, Manitoba Municipal Administrators Request for Resolution in Support of Increased Funding for Manitoba Water Services Board. We need a resolution for that. You want to?
Do you want me to read this out, or are you good with it?
I can read it if you want. Okay. Whereas the vast majority of Manitoba municipalities are in dire need of the Manitoba Water Services Board, financial, professional, and or related subject matter expertise assistance for every aspect of water and wastewater projects and initiatives. And whereas the provincial economy, municipal, residential, and commercial growth, community development opportunities, climate resiliency, public health, and convergent federal or provincial programs are at serious risk of being postponed, canceled, or optimally advanced because the MWSB is critically oversubscribed with projects and at current funding levels has a seriously compromised financial capabilities to complete even a fraction of the skewed projects required to drive local prosperity, health, safety, and livability. Be it resolved that the Council of the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth fully supports an immediate annual increase to the MWSB's capital budget beginning in 2026 to $100 million from its current $24 million. Can we have a mover?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. What's our time? Okay, unfinished business, Lagoon borrowing bylaw. It's a public hearing at table 2, November 12th. Number 2, waterline south of Elma awaiting the Rural Municipality of Reynolds response. That's tabled. Number 3, zoning bylaw tabled to February. That should be 2026. Number 4, Manitoba Environment and Climate Change, proposal for formation of Winnipeg River Watershed District Delegation confirmed for October 28th, 2025 and information from the Rural Municipality of Reynolds request for another open house, which was denied. Tabled. Number five, Gordon Belinda Wilson, request to purchase unmaintained road allowance, update from administration.
Okay, so this is considered to be a government road allowance, and the procedure is a little bit different than the regular public road here. So in this case, it would need, require minister approval. I'm asking that administration be able to speak to the Wilsons and see if they'd like to proceed.
Okay. New business. Planning district dissolution, that's in camera. Number two, application for Manitoba Grow grant. Bridges, that's kind of, is that a housekeeping for you guys?
This is a housekeeping item, yes. This is the grant that we applied for, and they require a resolution, but the application was due before this meeting.
Okay. And then number three is tax sale, which has been canceled?
Yep, and we still need a resolution.
Need a resolution for it? Oh, for this one here?
Yep.
Sorry. No, that's for the Grow. Whereas Manitoba Growth, Renewal, and Opportunities Program, Grow, is an application-based program designed to address critical infrastructure needs for Manitoba municipalities. And whereas the Council of RM of White Mills supports submitting an application for the Grow funding to assist with the estimated cost of $265,350 to address the immediate repairs recommended for the River Hills Bridge and Silver Bridge. Therefore, be it resolved, Council approved the funding application, including the municipal commitment of $132,675 to come from the bridge reserve. And can you move it up a bit? And further be it resolved, Council approves, including the municipal commitment of approximately $132,675 in the 2026 financial plan.
Thank you.
A seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Now I can tell you that the tax sale has been canceled.
The tax sale has been canceled.
Okay.
And that is due to all parties are paid.
All parties are paid up.
Mm-hmm.
And our time is
1:17.
And we can't go to the hearing yet, can we?
We cannot go to the hearing yet.
Okay, before we move on, we just want to go back to Communications 13 on Community Futures. I think Lacey's got something on that.
Yes, I'm just gonna ask on behalf of admin if we can start posting these directly to the public when we get them, if council is okay with that.
Please do.
Yep. Thank you.
Perfect.
Good. Great. Thanks. Can we have a mover now to come out of our regular meeting and go into the first hearing?
It's Derek.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And got to do it again to go in, right? Can we have a mover to go into the first hearing now?
Monkey.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Just want to note before we move on that this public hearing has been done in accordance with the Planning Act, and if anybody would like to speak, we ask them to sign in. It doesn't look like there's anybody in attendance at the moment.
Okay. Want me to read the first one out? Close portion of municipal road. We have bylaw number 77325 to close a portion of the public lane on plan number 5277 contained within parcel A in and across part of Northwest Quarter 36111 EPM and transfer such portion to roll 71600, title described as lot 5, block 2, plan number 5277. In part of the Northwest Quarter 36111 EPM. So whereas council has agreed to sell and close a portion of municipal road, which is, pardon? The wrong one? Okay. Be it resolved that as per section 152.4 of the Municipal Act, council does hereby now reopen the meeting to the public. Oh, that's...
And then you pass the resolutions.
Oh, and then...
Honky.
Okay, I'll read it out. Council has agreed to sell and close a portion of municipal road which is adjacent to our public works at administration building properties at 48 Railway Avenue in White Mouth, which is adjacent to roll number 71600. Now therefore be it resolved, bylaw number 77325 be hereby given second reading. Mover?
Honky.
Seconder?
I'm going to abstain from that, just for the record, please.
Dead.
Okay. Stead. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now we need a mover to come out of this hearing?
Third and final reading.
Oh, you want a third and final reading? Okay. Third and final reading. Council has agreed to sell and close a portion of municipal road which is adjacent to our public works and administration building properties at 48 Railway Avenue in White Mouth, which is adjacent to roll number 71600. Now for be it resolved, bylaw number 77325 be hereby given third reading.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstaining.
All right, so I read this one here. Be it resolved that the regular order of business of council be temporarily suspended to open a public hearing to consider bylaw 77425 to close a portion of the government road allowance on plan number 18395 contained within parcel A in between fractional northwest quarter 41112 EPM and fractional northeast quarter 51112 EPM and transfer such portion to roll 89400 title. Plan number 18395 in fractional northwest quarter 41112 EPM.
Honky.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
And I'm just going to note that this public hearing is done in accordance with the Planning Act. And anyone who wishes to speak must sign in.
I'm abstaining from this one.
When we do it, I'll move it over.
Noting that Councilor Honky is abstaining.
Okay, I'll move it. He moved it, so I'll move it.
Okay.
Seconder.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Be it resolved that as per section 152.4 of the Municipal Act, council does hereby now reopen the meeting to the public. All in favor?
Aye.
Or carry it. Let's have a mover first.
Stead.
Yeah, it's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Whereas council has agreed to close a portion of government road allowance, which is all that portion of the road allowance on plan number 18395 located in the northwest quarter of section 4, township 11 and range 12 EPM. And whereas this will be incorporated with roll number 89400. Now therefore be it resolved that bylaw number 77425 being a bylaw to close a portion of government road allowance is hereby given second reading as amended. We have a mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
I abstain.
Council has agreed to close a portion of government road allowance, which is all that portion of the road allowance on plan number 18395, located in the northwest quarter of section 4, township 11 and range 12 EPM. And whereas this will be incorporated with roll number 89400. Now therefore be it resolved that bylaw number 77425, being a bylaw to close a portion of government road allowance, be hereby given third and final reading, and be it further resolved that administration hereby be directed to provide all required documents to the government for ministerial approval. Mover?
McDougald.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Abstain.
Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 123 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following items: legal, personnel, and be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83(1)(d) of the Municipal Act. Mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carried. Okay, whereas a request has been received to pay for the White Mother Reynolds Planning District indemnities for our Rural Municipality of White Mother representatives directly from the Rural Municipality of White Mother payroll. Now, therefore, be it resolved that for the year 2026, this request is hereby approved.
Okay.
Seconder.
Thank
you. All in favor?
Sorry, just in protocol, should we, the members, abstain, or can we?
No. You're still a member of council.
Okay.
Yeah. Carried. It's carried. We're done.
Aye.
Aye. We did. We went through the aye.
I didn't aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 3:10. Seconder, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.